And now a look at what's happening in the arts and culture in South Louisiana. The 9th Annual Cinema on the Bayou opens this evening at the Acadiana Center for the Arts. It is an opening night Louisiana premiere of a film by Phil Como called Secretariat's Jockey, Ron Turcotte, and there will be a gala reception afterwards. You can get tickets at the door, but you can also reserve them by calling the Acadiana Center for the Arts now or going to their website. This is the only film being shown this evening, but tomorrow there's a full schedule, and that will be at Vermilionville. It will be their French language film series with English subtitles. A number of films by Phil Como will be shown. On Friday at Vermilionville, there will be the French film series again with Phil Como's films, and then some documentary films that will take place on Friday as well. And at the venue at Pack and Paddle, there will be films as well as a meet and greet with the filmmakers that will be on Friday evening. You can go to their website, cinemaonthebayou.org, and find out a complete schedule of this film festival. The stage play One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest will open tonight with a continues tomorrow evening at Cité des Arts and will run through February 2nd. Tickets are available by calling Cité or going to their website, citédesarts.org. One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest is being produced by the Lauren Riley Elliott Company and is directed by Scott Grimion. Again, that's at Cité des Arts. On Friday, there will be an opening at the Hilliard University Art Museum. There are new exhibits opening this spring, including Richard Landry, 1970s New York City downtown artist. Although known primarily as a musician, Dickie Landry lived for many years in New York and worked and photographed many artists and musicians. And there is an exhibit of his work at the Hilliard University Art Museum. The opening will be this Friday from 6 until 8, and all are invited to attend the opening. The Lafayette Foundation on Aging is having a premier fundraiser to help Meals on Wheels, and that will be this Friday, January 24th in Lafayette at the Robichaud Recreation Center. For more information, you can go to the Lafayette Foundation on Aging website or give them a call. The Bike Lafayette organization will have their annual pancake ride. That will be this Saturday, January 25th. There are a lot of group ride choices, including the Early Bird Special, the Middle of the Road, the City Cruise, and Kittical Mass. For more information, you can go to bikelafayette.org to find out more about their pancake rides. And the Lafayette Farmers and Artisans Market at the Horse Farm will feature Dirk Powell leading the Cajun Jam this Saturday. Each Saturday they have a Cajun Jam, and there are different musicians who lead those jam sessions. The jams are from 9 until 11. You're invited to bring your instruments or just go and listen to the music. There will also be a cooking demonstration this Saturday as well, and that will start at 9:30. The Louisiana Choral Foundation in Lake Charles will start up their rehearsal seasons. The Masterworks Chorale will meet Monday, January 27th at 6:30 p.m. at University United Methodist Church, and Les Petites Voix will meet Monday, the 27th at the Lake Charles Boston Academy of Learning. They are welcoming new singers. If you're interested, you should call the directors of these choirs, and to find out their names, you can contact the Louisiana Choral Foundation. On Tuesday, January 28th, the Poetry Out Loud season will begin in Lake Charles at Central Library. They will start with their first tier of the recitation competition. For more information, you can contact the Arts and Humanities Council of Southwest Louisiana. The historic Delta Grand Theater in Opelousas will present the first production of the Delta Grand Youth Company Harum Scarum next week, and you can find out more about going to their website. And Uncle Vanya opens at Theater 810 this week. Tonight there will be a Pay As You Can performance. It's a dress rehearsal, but students are especially welcome to attend and pay what you can. It will open to the public on Friday at Theater 810. Tickets are available by calling the theater or going to their website. And for a listing of programs on KRVS, please stop by our website, krvs.org, clicking on the schedule button and downloading a weekly schedule. And you can also support KRVS at any time very securely at that website. Just click on the support or pledge now button. You can find out more about donating a vehicle to KRVS. Click on the big red button that says car donation. And you can podcast many of our locally produced programs. If you missed Medicine Ball Caravan or you just want to hear that harpistry again, you can go to our website and search for those programs and either listen to archived shows there or download them for listening to later on. Stay with us this afternoon and evening. We are with NPR's All Things Considered from 4 to 6. From 6 to 7, Terry Gross hosts Fresh Air. And at 7 o'clock this evening, we join Louisiana Public Square. We will be playing this particular program, which is about decoding the Common Core. It will feature a panel of experts, Lee Barrios, Maya Bennett, Ken Bradford, Representative Brett Guyman, and Ken Miller. LPB CEO Beth Courtney and LSU Public Policy Research Lab Director Kirby Goidel will be moderating the discussion. That's on KRVS from 7 until 8, after which we will join our regular programming. And at 8 o'clock, it is Mr. Bob Gushereau's Music of Yesteryears, and at 9, Big Band Swings. In just a moment, we will join NPR's All Things Considered.